And I got to tell you, the temperature really hasn't moved hardly one iota today. Still 45 degrees in Randolph and Guilford County, and looks like that's the way it's going to be today. Only looking for a high today of around 49 degrees. Weather brought to you this morning by the great folks over at Chick-fil-A. Go by there, get yourself a chicken biscuit this morning. Put some of that Chick-fil-A sauce on it, and good. I guarantee it. We might even send Tim Moody out to get us one here after a while. Doc, what do you think?
That sounds good.
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Anyway, we are here this morning. We have Dr. Stephen Ganey, superintendent of Randolph County Schools. Tim Moody, the spin doctor over here, he sits over in the corner, doesn't say a thing. Never does. But anyway, he keeps us pretty straight, you know, as best that he can anyway. Dr. Ganey, good to have you with us today.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
All right. Let's talk about something a little serious to start with this morning, and it's not going to be COVID. All right. I promise. We're not even going to mention that this morning. Okay. But we've talked about this before, about safety in the schools. And unfortunately, we had yet another school shooting this past week. You know how things have changed through the years. Up until Columbine happened, this was just a total anomaly, that nothing like this ever happened at all. Now, all of a sudden, and you hate to say this, but it's almost become a part of our culture, I guess, with the school shootings and the violence that takes place. And, you know, it's a pretty scary situation out there. We need to know what are Randolph County schools doing to keep our kids safe from that?
Well, one of the biggest efforts we make is to be visible throughout the campuses, whether it be administrators, school staff. Just visibility throughout each school campus is critical. Another thing that plays a major role in safety, and people don't think about it this way, but it is a major role, is building relationships with students. If you build relationships with students, you sometimes you may learn of things that are going on between children that may lead to something of this nature, some kind of violent act, or maybe it's going on with a child and somebody outside the campus that might come to the campus. Mm-hmm. So I would think when I think about school safety, you can do a lot of fine or concrete actions. And, you know, we have the SROs on every campus at the high school, middle school, and then every one of the SROs is assigned to a elementary school that they're responsible for. But probably at the forefront of all the efforts you would make as a school leader, I would say be invisible. And that's not one day a week. That's every day of the week by staff. You know, when students are coming down the hall, they see staff during class change. They see staff when they come on the campus in the mornings and they leave in the afternoons. They see staff members in the cafeteria during lunch period, and also building those relationships. So when something's not going right for a child that could possibly lead to one of these situations, that those relationships hopefully will give us a heads up on something, and maybe we can intervene before something happens of this nature.
So how do you think the school counselors, teachers in Randolph County in particular, are doing as far as the kids' mental health is concerned? Because let's face it, the last 2 years have been it's been tough. I mean, it has been.
Well, that issue is going to continue for years on end, just even if we hadn't had the pandemic. But the pandemic, in my opinion, has made it a bigger issue because children went away from us and we lost our relationships with them. We lost our mm-hmm. contact with a lot of children. Even, you know, we had some kids 2 days a week. That was better than nothing, but 2 days a week compared to 5 days a week is a big difference. So our counselors and our staff are working very hard to find ways to meet the needs of children. And again, it's those relationships with children, finding out, you know, every child doesn't have the same needs and every child doesn't have the same, this pandemic and the things around them in society doesn't affect every child the same way. So big credit to our counselors, our social workers, our student advocates, and our teachers, principals. But again, it goes back to those relationships, and a big credit goes to them of keeping up with children. And that's nothing scientific about that.
Yep.
There's somebody would come up with a theory and say, Ganey, you don't, you know, what is that? That's not scientific. That's just real world. Keeping up with the children and keeping, you know, making sure you're aware of when a child seems to be acting sad, and that's not how that child normally is, or you know, they seem angry. Well, let's mm-hmm. find out what that is. And our counselors are fantastic at that. The school counselor role is critical, always has been, always will be. And I sure hope our state officials that may hear this interview keep that in mind as they move forward, because we need as many counselors on the ground on our school campus as we can get.
And that was the next question that was going to come up. How is the staffing as far as school counselors are concerned in the county?
We're in good shape. We have good counselors throughout the system, and I don't remember anything standing out in the last vacancy report that that is not an area that seems to have vacancies in large numbers. You know, we're continuing to struggle with bus drivers, child nutrition, and custodians, but I've never really seen that in the 9 years I've been here as being a big vacancy issue as far as large number of vacancies at any given time. So I believe part of that is the environments in our schools is attractive to counselor candidates wanting to be in our schools.
And let's face it.
And when I say environment, I'm talking about the staff they get to work with and the kids they get to work with and the parents.
Sure. And you mentioned, you know, the shortages that we have on bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You don't necessarily have to be a counselor to help a child under any circumstances.
Oh, no. You're exactly right. And when I was saying that a minute, everything just, you know, the counselors are the professionals with a lot of these issues that come up, and they will provide guidance as staff brings things to them. And they're out there working with children as well. But no, the adults on the campus all play major roles in relationships. You never know who's going to form that relationship with that child and who that child is going to consider this is a safe mentor, someone I might share something
exactly
with. Yeah, the key role is getting as many high-quality adults around kids on campus as we possibly can. That is the key. That is the key challenge right there.
And please, please keep in mind, I myself, with my daughter being an elementary school teacher, my wife is a retired school teacher, so you know, pretty familiar. You know, a lot of school teachers, and my son's a school teacher also. You know, it's a difficult situation sometimes when you see these kids and you know they're not getting what they need at home when they come into school. So vitally important to talk to these kids.
Well, one of the things that bothered me through the time of the pandemic and schools being closed was schools are a source of nurturing and love for kids.
Yes.
You can't deny that. Anybody who's ever been in a school and worked in a school sees that. It's right there in front of you. And when we all of a sudden lost contact with a lot of kids, whether it was for 3 of the 5 days a week or some went remote, that worried me tremendously because, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on at home. Maybe you have the great family life and nurturing at home. Maybe you don't. But still, school brings that feature to you every day when you walk in. The people in schools are there nurturing and loving kids, and that worried me as much as anything. I mean, we want to talk about academic loss and learning loss and all that. That's great, but until a child's comfortable, he or she is not going to achieve their potential. And my worry now is getting them back comfortable, getting them back in that nurturing, loving environment that many of them have missed. I mean, all of them have missed to some extent in the last 20-plus months.
Interaction with each other, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about something else this morning. Let's move on. Just tell us about some of the upcoming events that you got coming up here. Looks like we got some Battles of the Books.
Well, when I leave here today, I'm going to go to the Battle of the Books for middle school tomorrow. Today's middle school, tomorrow's elementary school, and it's the final, the groups that were qualified for the finals. It's really neat to watch the children. They'll be asked questions about books, and they deliberate among their team what the answer is. And it's a great competition to be at Randolph Community College Auditorium. I want to say a big thank you to the staff there and Dr. Shackle for letting us always use their facility. But it'll be great to see the children back together competing. So many things have been put on the back burner because of what's gone on the last 20-plus months. But we're beginning to really have some special events again. And this is the one today, and then tomorrow's elementary school. There are two examples of the great events we have for kids throughout our school system.
And something else I wanted to mention, and this is actually pretty cool, and really looking forward to seeing this. This month is Youth Art Month, and the Randolph County Arts Guild in downtown Asheboro, they have an exhibit down there of art from the kids in Randolph County.
Well, if you really want to see how talented children are, and you know, sometimes you You see it on the ball field. You see it in performing arts, mm-hmm. you know, at concerts, chorus concerts, drama productions. But sometimes we miss the artist. And go to the Arts Guild in downtown Asheboro and see the artwork that's on display. We had a big reception last week on March 1, and it was from 4 to 5:30 was for elementary schools, and 5:30 to 7 was for middle and high schools. And people came in, parents came in, students came in and saw the artwork on display. And it's unbelievable what the children, the level of talent among the children as artists, it's just really, it's special. So if you get a chance, you need to go by and see that, because it'll open your eyes on how many talented children are sitting in
there,
our schools.
There are a tremendous amount of talented kids, that's for sure. Now, let's talk about something else, and this is a big deal. And talking to Tim a while ago, I think this has been put off for a while, but we're not going to put it off any longer. It's the accreditation for the Randolph County School System. Tell us about it, Doc.
Well, we go through an accreditation process every 5 years. Last year, it was delayed a year because of the pandemic, and the accreditation organization is named Cognia, and they gave us the option of delaying it a year because of what we were dealing with in last spring with mm-hmm. the pandemic. But this team, external review team, will come in. They'll look at what our school system's been doing, not only academically, but in the support of children and our processes and procedures, budgets, facility planning. And then they'll rate us, and they'll make a recommendation for us to be accredited or not. And we'll have a lot of groups involved next week. We have some students who will be involved in interviews. We'll have parents involved in interviews. We'll have community members. Our board members will be involved in interviews. I will be involved in interviews, just myself and the team. Other staff groups will be as well. So it'll be a great time to talk about the Randolph County School System and for some external eyes to come in and see what we're doing. And it's all geared towards continuous improvement. You know, where are we and what are some suggestions for us to get better in the future?
And, of course, you get accredited, talking about money too, right?
Well, no, it just provides support for our children as we move forward. You want the children to come from – you want them to have the – options of going and doing whatever they want when they leave mm-hmm. us, and being an accredited school system is a big deal in that area.
So it is continuous improvement, then, yes. is really yes. what we're talking about there. Doc, thank you very much for stopping by. We really do appreciate it. Thanks a whole bunch. And, you know, hopefully things are going to start to wind down a little bit here for you. End of school, graduation, just around the corner.
They may wind down, but as soon as they wind down, the next year's coming. So we just glad to have the children back in their regular activities as much as possible. And opening things back up, and just appreciate everybody's support during this tough 20-some months. But we're rolling again. It feels really good.
Excellent. Doc, thank you very much for coming by. Dr. Stephen Ganey, Superintendent of Randolph County School System. Tim Moody, the spin doctor, in here with him this morning, too. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock at the zoo.